YMG, your scent of aggression. What are you thinking?
Exasperated.
I like that.
Some days more than others.
Well, that's when you wear more.
Yeah, you're talking about names for aggressive scents.
Yes. What would yours be?
Dopimo. Yeah. Don't piss me off.
YMG, scent of aggression. What are you thinking?
Smoldering.
Elizabeth Taylor for smoldering.
It's a little sexy. It's a little PO'd.
YMG, your scent of anger. What are you thinking?
Throat punch.
No explanation needed.
Welcome to the Lynch and Liz Show, the one and only Dennis D. Young. Boy, you've had a heck of a run, buddy.
Oh, my God. I'm 67 years old. Can you imagine this?
I know. I can't.
I tell you right now, if you'd have told me all these good things, like I got this DVD, CD package, mm-hmm. a Blu-ray, whatever that is, I'm on TV, I'm talking to you guys. If you'd have told me at 25 when I started that this would be happening to me, I tell you, my sphincters would have been a lot more relaxed. I've done a lot of things now that I look back. You know, when you're doing them, but really, I'm a kid with an accordion from the south side of Chicago who wrote some songs people liked, and that's essentially it. I, like you guys, I pretend that I know something, and then I get hired.
There you go.
Got to remind you once again that these are actual Craigslist postings from the Springfield and surrounding areas. This one, I'm going to just tiptoe around, but it's the funniest damn thing in the world. Kids bracelet, $20.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot for a kid's bracelet.
Yep. I am selling this funky kids friendship bracelet and some other items from our garage sale. I found this in a box in my son's room after he moved out to college.
Okay.
I don't think he used it much. At least I never saw him wearing it.
Okay.
It's he seemed really embarrassed when I asked him why he had a girl's bracelet in a box in his room.
Well, maybe it was a girlfriend or someone that he didn't want his mother to know about.
Anyway, it seems to be in decent condition, although the rope or string that is connecting it is really taking a beating. Slightly stretched out, still has good elasticity. It's great for a young girl as a going back to school gift. I'm not sure exactly how it goes on, though. I couldn't figure that out. You could also make a funky anklet or keychain out of it if you wanted to. That could be cumbersome, though, as well. Could be added to a charm necklace as well. You get the idea. If you're interested, please respond to the email.
Oh, my God.
It's not a
That is
price.
Not. That is a, that's a pull cord is what that is.
Mama needs to get out more. It's Kevin Meaney joining us on the Lynch and Liz Show. I love it when you talk about your parents, man. It just totally takes me back.
Yeah, you learn things because they were done to you all the time,
right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, we'd be driving in the car. My mother would point to people. That's what she would do. She would point to every weirdo along the way. That's how we learned how what weirdos were like.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even have to point. She would just do a head bob. You know? Hey, kids, look at that one over there. Look at him. Look at him. Take a good GD. Good look at that one over there. Look at the size of the head on that man. Then the guy would look at us, and my father would go, what are you looking at? We're looking at you. It was just sick. And now, you know, I'm in the car with my daughter. I go, look at that one. Look at him walking around. The nerve of him walking around like that. He's got some GD nerve.
GD.
All GD. Always GD. Always gosh, GD. That's gosh darn, gosh kids, all right?
What do you have in your basement that you have kept a secret for, let's say, 26 years? That you've kept a secret from the outside world for 26 years?
It's been 26 years. It's been probably 15.
Something secret?
Yep.
That you've had in your, mm-hmm. or is it in your basement currently?
Yep.
Does anyone in your house know about it?
One other person, yes.
Really?
Yep, she's kept it a secret too. She has one as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to share what it is?
It's a yoga mat.
A yoga. Do you use it?
Nope. It's rolled up.
Okay.
I can tell you exactly where it is. I think we unrolled it twice after we got it and then rolled it back up. And it's been there. The color has started to fade.
Well, that's not really what I was looking for.
It's kind of a foam variety.
I wanted to tell you the story about a guy up in Lansing, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago, who is going to be in court this week to answer charges that he had an alligator in his basement for 26 years.
Well, that beats the yoga mat.
It's 6 feet long. It was in a cage.